Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Beis, Si'if Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet. Si'if Yud Beis, Kol HaPeros, Shatoivim, Chayim, Umavusholim. All fruits that are good to eat fresh or cooked, Kegon Tapuchim, V'Agosim, like apples or pears, Bein Chayim, Bein Umavusholim, whether you eat them fresh or cooked, Mevarech Bar Pio Eitz, the Brachas Bar Pio Eitz. But if it's a type of fruit that you don't typically eat fresh, you only eat it cooked. If you eat them fresh, the bracha shahakol. If you eat them cooked, then it will get the full bracha of bar piyates. The fruits that are fine to eat fresh or cooked, even if they're better when they are cooked. Since when they are fresh, they're also good. And many people eat them that way. The bracha will be appropriate, whether they're fresh or cooked. Like apples or pears, bareness. Pears are also called bareness. Those fruits are fine to eat fresh. There are varieties of apples that are sour. And most people don't feel they're fit to eat fresh. Only if you cook them. On those apples, then you'll make shahakol when they are raw. In Simon Reish Gimel, we talk about wild apples. If it's not common to eat them fresh, what's the law meaning to say? Most people only eat this fruit when it's cooked. When they are fresh, the bracha is shahakol. When they're cooked, the bracha is bar peis. Hatam, the reason is, since most consumption of these fruits are when they're cooked. Lo mikri ikir pri kol zman shlo bo l'chal zeh. We don't consider it the main fruit until it's come to that point when it's been cooked. V'ayin b'l yirab v'simin v'y shei b'chay odom shedaitam. If you look in yirab v'chay odom, they hold. Da'afilu toivim gam kin l'chol chayin. Even if the fruit would be good to eat raw. Kiven shederch rov b'ni odom l'chol osan ayidei bishul davka. But since most people will only eat them cooked, mevarech shahakol, the bracha shahakol when it's raw. When they're cooked, you'll say bar pi'etz. But who adin? This also true the opposite. If most people will only eat this fruit when it's fresh, could go an egozim like nuts and the like. Then you'll only make the bracha bar pi'etz when it's fresh. If you cook it, which is not common, very few people would ever cook it, and they cook it, then the bracha shahakol, you've ruined it. And the bracha achrona would be benefashos, even if it was one of the zayaminim that you did this to. So if you had one of the zayaminim fruits that people don't eat cooked, you eat it fresh, and then someone decided to cook it, then it loses bracha, it's downgraded, it's shahakol and benefashos. So if you gimel, Egoz gamur hamatugon bidvash. You take a fully ripened nut and you honey roast it, basically. You fry it up in honey. Finikra nodio, what's a lomar nut? I don't know, it's like a nut. They used to make these honey roasted nuts or honey fried nuts. Mevarchalo bari pi'etz, the brachas bari pi'etz. Mishtaburus of cotton samachval, for it's lomar noyot. Perish. This is a nut that's fully ripened. So they open it up. They remove the outer peel, which is like wood. They take the seed from inside. That's the edible part. And they would fry it up with oil. They call it nuts. The bracha is borpeitz. That we just said, nuts are something that people eat fresh, raw. And if you cook it in water, you've ruined it. It goes down to shahakol. Afilo hachi keshem misaknen osay de tigum bedvash. But if you take the nuts and you mix them with honey and you heat them up, that is actually an improvement through the sweetening of the honey. We call this the same as something which is good, fresh, or cooked. It's not actually cooked in water. It's glazed with honey and heated. That keeps its bracha. The Gav Kamash Malam, we also learn from here, we don't say in this case that the main thing is the honey. For the Baruch Alei, Bircha Shehakol, you should say a Bircha Shehakol. Ki Bircha Sadvash, which is the Bircha of the honey. Kumavor Ka'enzeg, L'kamon, Simen Reish Hei, Sif Abba Go. We have a similar case later in Simen Reish Hei, in the Ramah. The Bezeh, in this case, Tein HaDvash Bo Bishvul Atzma. The honey is not for itself. Ki Bishvul Yitein Taba Egos, it's coming to flavor the nut. Ha'avlei Ha'egos Ikar, V'advash Tafel. The nut is the main, the honey is the incidental. Umavorach in Bari Pi'etz, the Bircha is Bari Pi'etz. This is true of any fruit like this, pia eitz or pia dama, whether it's tree fruit or plants. The derech is to eat it. It's normal to eat it raw. If you cook it, it ruins it. The bracha shahakol. If you took that item in tignan b'shamen or b'dvash, and then you fried in oil or honey, and it has the original bracha. So we don't compare cooking in water to glazing with honey and the like. Based on this halacha, it should follow that any time you have nuts that are honey roasted or glazed or sugar coated or chocolate coated, the bracha is going to be bar pi'etz. It's coming to enhance the nut. The coating is just there to make the nut taste better. The outer coating is the tafel, the ikar is the nut, the bracha is bar pi'etz. Sifkan samaches, barei pi'etz, you say bar pi'etz. Even if it's not a whole nut that is glazed in the honey, it's broken pieces. It's very common, the Kishma Tanasa, when you fry it up with the honey. Nonetheless, it does not lose the bracha. Umiu, however, this means there are pieces of almond or nut that are honey glazed. But if you pound it and grind it exceedingly fine and you don't know that it's a nut anymore, that's different halacha. So you can't grind it so much. It still has to be apparent that these are nut pieces. Because if you crush it to the point that you can't recognize the nut anymore, so they sell in the stores almond flour, and people, it's basically crushed up almonds that they're going to use for replacement for gluten if you want to put on your chicken or fish, whatever. That's shahakal. You take almonds or nuts and you grind it finely into a powder. That's shahakal. It's totally been reduced. But pieces of nut are still bar pi'etz. So if you dial it, egos rach shemavashlim b'dvash, they have this soft nut that they cook in honey. V'kayin lo nus muskada, it's called nus muskada. Mevorach alav shahakol, the bracha shahakol. V'chein, the Mishmur says that you should say v'chein. V'chein oisam egos shemavashlim b'dvash v'lerukum. These are the nuts that they cook up in honey when they're still green. Mevorach shahakol, the bracha shahakol. So these are immature. These are immature nuts, unripened yet. And you cook it with honey, the brach shahakol. Mishtabur sifkan samachtes. Ego zach v'chulu. Shlo nigmar gidulo. It has not fully grown. Ukipas v'idayin inner kasha. Its shell isn't hard. V'lochin osoli mirkachs b'yachin ima klipa el yonah. They would take it to make some kind of mixture with the peel, with the shell. U'metagnas on kain b'dash. They'd cook it up in honey. So this is different than the previous case. The previous case is a fully ripened nut. You discard the shell, you take the nut, and you glaze it. Here, it's an immature fruit. You take the whole thing, add honey to it. Sifkan ayin nus miskad. It's called nus miskada. Einze egos muskot om sif yudzayin. Don't confuse this with the egos muskot of sif yudzayin. The sham pre gomu. That is a full ripened fruit. And we're going to say, I believe they translate egos muskot as nutmeg. Sifkan ayin alf mevarach lov shahakol. So the bracha on this underripened fruit that you sweeten the shahakal. Even though once I add the honey and I heat it up, it's fine to eat. But since it's still soft and immature, you're eating it together with the shell. The bracha is only shahakal. Because people don't plant these nuts with the intent that they're going to be eaten at this immature stage. The intent is elechol ha'priyatzma, because she is mashlu. When it ripens, they discard the shell and eat the nut. K'mod the kaimel and the kamon siman reish dalad sifaf. We learned this later in siman reish dalad. The nishkedim harachin, when it gets to almonds, soft almonds, because I shahakol mitamzeh, and the immature state is still shahakol for the same reason. The kolish can hachah certainly here. Not only isn't it something people plant to eat it at this stage, it's really inedible unless I add the honey and cook it together. Shemaru, it's actually bitter. And it only becomes edible through the honey. So we have two cases where you add honey to the nut. One is bar pi eitz, one is shahakal. When it's a fully developed and ripened nut, the brachos are eitz. The fact that I add the honey to it doesn't detract. But if it's an undeveloped nut, it's immature, and if I would wait, it'll become an eitz. At this stage, it's still bitter. So I sweeten it with honey, then it's shahakal. The reason behind this is because the fruit is not developed yet. And people don't plant it for this. Like we wrote, as opposed to a fully ripened fruit. Let's say you can't eat the fully ripened fruit raw. It needs to be cooked up with honey. Certainly make the proper bracha of the bar pi eitz. When you cook it up with honey, you'll make the proper bracha. Sifkad ayin beis v'chein osam v'chulu. So the Ramos says v'chein, implying it's another case. The Mishnah Berurah says tzarech lomar v'chein osam. You should change it from v'chein to v'chein. Dazeo gamkin comes by. This is what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. It's not another case. So if you take the nut when it's still green and you add honey to it and you cook it up and you make an edible concoction, so then the brach will be shahakol because it's not what was the intended use for this fruit, and by itself you couldn't eat it, so therefore the bracha remains shahakol.